Blog Talk Radio.
Coming home, and Urban Jet was already here,
And we were both like, meh.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, after Florence, I had my reunion with Regina.
Mm.
Regina George.
Yeah, that was awesome. So anything emotional, good or bad, can definitely be taxing. And we'll get back to you and Regina in, like, 1 second. But we both know that during that show, we kind of, like, fizzled out in the middle.
Yeah.
because we were so tired and we lost focus. And we definitely don't want, I know this for me, I do not want this show to just be something that just happens during the week, like, like brushing my teeth or making sure I have enough milk in the fridge. Like, it really, really, really means so much to me. It means a lot to me in terms of my personal growth to even do this and to do it live. And it means so much to me in terms of anyone else who's listening, who's a fan, because I honestly really feel like I'm supposed to be here to help people if I can. You know, I spent a lot of my life being the person that, like I even said in the first episode, of the person that a lot of people would come to for advice, and even though I'm working through my own stuff and I'm nowhere near perfect, who really is, you know, a lot of people would entrust in me or want my advice or want me to listen or respect in me in that way. So I feel like if I could at least turn this quality that I have into something positive for, like, a bigger scale, then I'm really happy to do that, and I want to share that with people. So we didn't want to just
I concur.
Yeah, I don't want to be the person that, like, phones it in, because I know a lot of people phone it in their daily lives of anything. Maybe it's work, or maybe it's sadly your relationship, or something like that. You know, but this show means. This half hour, every other week, and now weekly soon, will mean way too much to me to just be like, oh, now I have to do this, and I'll just blah, 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 and that'll be good enough, and then I get back to my other part of my life, because I want for both of us for this to get up and go somewhere, along with the rest of the Authentic You family, because we're surrounded by very talented people. And
coming.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, and I feel, like, really good things about this, and I can't wait to, like, you know, to get on this path and just keep going with everybody.
Well, much like life, you need a break. Before the universe, before, like, you know, shout out to Michelle, hope you feel better. Like, much like the universe
feel better.
tells you to stop,
like, yes,
you know, by getting you, by being sick or... You know, whatever magnetic task it will do to say you're moving too fast, you're not thinking too clearly, or you're off track, the universe will correct. And Andrew said the greatest thing to me the other day. He said, when you make a plan, and I know C.J. Martis can attest to this, when you make a plan, God laughs.
Huh. That's funny.
Which, of course, you know me as, you know, as a non-planner who plans things and gets everything messed up, I will agree with that. And you know, I knew we needed a rebirth, a stop, a respite too, and to really get back on, get out of the haze, and get back focused on what we want out of ourselves, what we want out of our show, and what the bigger picture is. And sometimes when you're in the middle of doing everything, you lose sight of, you mar your bigger picture.
Yeah, and it just becomes another, like, routine deal that's part of the whole, like, cycle of your daily life.
Yeah, so much like everybody anticipates the return of True Blood or
we
something
do.
Like that.
You I'm supposed to plug other shows that have nothing to do with us, but I can't help it. I love that show.
Much like television makes you anticipate things and seasons, and people will wait to see the continuation of something. The best thing I thought we could do was take a little memento from my TV book and say, we need to do seasons where there's a definite beginning, a definite end, and a definite comeback, and definite momentum and anticipation.
We think that'll keep everyone interested.
Yeah, much like anything you have to plan in life. Sometimes you go and things need to stop and you need to redo
replan
them again.
It.
Yeah, just
and
like fitness or losing
weight. Yeah, and that's a great thing to say. If you, and if anyone out there is thinking about, and again, if you guys want to call in, the number's on the screen. I can't
scroll
see
up,
it
scroll
right
up,
now.
Woman.
Hold on. Oh, that.
Yeah.
It's this one, right?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
All right, guys. Ready? I know you can see it. but, you know, this is part of, like, radio life. 917-889-3818.
That is.
Unofficial. And number again, 917-889-3818. Seriously, call in. We know we had our buddy Mike once, and we were in the, talking about soulmate stuff. And I know...
Sorry, speaking of which,
yes.
As part of the new season, we would like our friends or listeners to be co-hosts, too, and tell them about their experiences in listening to the show. And
yes.
If anything out there resonates with you...
I was just going to say... You read my mind. I was going to say, a couple of friends have, and I've seen it written on our wall, and I love to see that stuff. And some people have told me, too, that one or two of the things that we had said or put into practice or how to deal with certain situations, they had, like, implemented in their lives. And I thought that was so awesome, and I invited them to share. If you don't feel like sharing that today, we'll definitely... I know who you are, and I might contact you, and we can even set up, like, a show that's all about the sharing.
Yes.
So, you know, where a bunch of different people can call in and talk about their specific, you know, experiences with this. So it's not just us two the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be guests and different
topics.
We
have our friend Lori, who will interpret dreams and do tarot, and, you know, along with our magical unicorn.
Yes. We do. A lot of good stuff. But going back to what we were saying before about focus and why we decided to do this, and you were talking about it's okay to stop and replan.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we can remind ourselves and then we can remind everyone out there that it's totally okay to do that.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, your big goal is whatever it is right now and something happened and got in the way, which I know has happened to me a few times with what my, one of my major goals is right now, it's okay to stop, think, and be like, okay, let's change how we're going to do it. Because there isn't just one way to achieve the goal.
Yeah.
And I think that's what maybe some people could get hung up on. I'm sure I know I have in the past where I would just easily get freaked out and hung up and been like, well, I didn't accomplish it, and so
yeah.
I failed. Instead of thinking, I didn't accomplish it this way, so okay, so now I'm going to stop and then try this way.
Yeah.
You know, and to just take it from there. But do you want to take a moment?
Yeah.
I wish we had...
Talk about our continuing storyline.
I wish we had, like, some, like, old-timey soap radio.
I know.
Stuff, like,
need,
drama
we'll
music.
Find that for that, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find that as I chloroform someone and slap them and take a
you know,
drink
even,
of cognac
yes.
from my silver cart and Crystal Decanter.
Who's also, like, I think a drag queen.
Crystal Decanter.
Yeah, or should be.
Or should be.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, update on Regina George. Well, we had our big come to Jesus meeting 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't last the week.
Unfortunately.
A week later, he got mad at me or something, and then again, we are not talking to each other.
And right before the big party,
he's
too.
So mad at me, quote unquote.
Oh,
and,
man. Darn it.
And I am upset more now than I was before. And it's just...
Why do you
just,
think
ooh,
that
someone's,
is?
Someone's...
Why do you think you're upset more now? Do you think because you took a step back and saw, like, how crazy the situation is and it's just frustrating?
Well, it's upset me more because after the whole estrangement and being honest with each other about why we were separated for so long and all that honesty and all that heart-to-heart and all that outpouring of emotion we had that night where we were friends and... You know, we can't resist being friends and stuff. Coming to that mending of the bond, and the bond was there again and reliving that, and it just went on to
mm-hmm.
have it just fall apart over this one thing. Something he said, by the way. I didn't say it.
The scenario is...
But he's mad at me for it.
Unfortunately.
So, just that loss of...
I know.
Everything.
Well, yeah, that's unfortunate.
No.
Yeah, it's and maybe I mean and this could be kind of a bummer of like a final outcome, but maybe it's one of those things where you see maybe just right now, and not to say forever, ever into the future, but maybe you two aren't meant to be friends right now.
Well, yeah, and I was totally pondering, like, if I lost my mojo. I just brought this up at dinner, but I honestly, when we made up and playing after that, and the season's over, but if I lost my mojo, if I lost that thing that motivated me to get better, you know,
right.
if I lost that impetus, that push every week to, like, say, you know, I'm better than this, and I can do this, and I'll prove to these people, blah, 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 if I lost that for a second.
do you think it would be like if going back to that group or that way of thinking would be like you'd stop doing some of the important things that you were doing now?
Yeah.
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 That's an interesting
part
of that. Yeah, so think about it.
Maybe it was some intervention there. To say, you know, keep going the way I'm going. Don't regret.
I mean, if we look at it in the bigger way, if we want to talk about it, like, universally, then in some way it was helping you if that was supposed to happen because the blow-up in it happening. Because he's obviously not supposed to be part of your life right now.
Yeah.
So then there has to be, like, the reason and the positive in there for it.
Yeah, and I know that... remember you asked me what CJ's show is about on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's about spiritual, soul, like spring cleaning for the soul,
perfect.
We're doing. So Friday's at 8.
All right, rock on.
Eastern.
We'll definitely, you know, check that out. And we definitely want to, you know, say that for everyone else who's listening to us now who might not have heard any of the other shows, or if there's anyone from the other shows listening now. Definitely share and check out everybody else's stuff because it's really important. I mean, this is like a really big, good family that we're a part of. So let's see. Let's talk about what, like, you and I personally want to accomplish going forward. And I'm going to say, I mean, everyone knows about me and my health stuff.
Yeah.
And... like I had said before in the last show, I had gotten back on track, or I was about to, because I knew I was off, and I kind of got bummed. So I'm a little bit back on track now, and I'm feeling better. Again, I'm definitely trying not to have the green-eyed monster with a couple people who are, like, way on track. Who might have started even later than me.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm trying to not, and that's something, again, we could talk about with the goal stuff and the focusing.
Yeah.
To not compare yourself with other people, please.
Yeah.
Totally, totally detrimental. And that's a really bad habit that I have. And I will look at the people who are, like, way more successful at what, you know, at what they're trying to accomplish, which is the same thing I am with weight loss. And they're like leaps and bounds, and I'm still not that leapy. I'm kind of left, but I didn't, like, go as high as they did.
Yeah.
So I'm making a promise to myself now to stop comparing myself to these people, to feel happy for them, and that's it.
Yeah.
Not to, because I'll feel happy for them, and I will automatically be like, gosh darn it, and then feel jealous, and then feel mad at myself.
Yeah.
Which will not help me at all. That, and to continue to do to whatever we have to do to, like, grow the show, and to grow this, like, and be a part of the Authentic You world. And for that to just keep going wherever it's going and to, like, go with it, you know. Because I feel like we do really well at being very successful.
Yeah.
It's just me. Not to, you know, pat myself on the back or whatever. But, you know, he and I are both very ready for that. I'm just putting that out there to the world.
Yes.
Live right now. What about you, my friend?
Well, I'm on the same track as you. I have a couple more things I want to, like, fix body-wise, quote-unquote. And, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, I've been throwing around this, like, dairy and gluten-free thing to figure out my tummy. Like, my tummy's always upset.
You mean not French onion soup diet?
Not French onion soup diet.
Ouch.
Because I kind of took a vacation from myself, too, this week. Like, because I really wanted to go in strong and go to my trainer every day and, you know, eat right and stuff. But you know what? I said this week, like, you know what? What if I just, you know, be lazy and sleep in a lot this week, which I never do.
Fun to do that too. Okay.
Yeah, I've been sleeping till like 9:30, 10.
Just let me interrupt. Sleeping to 9:30, 10 for the urban gentleman is like someone sleeping till noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm kidding. Because he is up at like 6 a.m, like, like nothing at all. All bright-eyed and making coffee and, like, watching TV and awake. And if he sleeps over and then I stumble out of my bedroom like someone hit me with a truck, I'm like, he's like, good morning. I already put the futon up and folded this. And so I'm kind of glad that you are.
Yeah.
Dude, this is rest that I guess you need.
Yeah, yeah, my sleep deficit. And, you know, I didn't get my episodes written for Warner Brothers and stuff, and I was feeling bad about that, but I also have to find the, like, volleyball writing balance, and then I'm just considering everything now. I'm writing things down again and making lists. And
see, that's what's not all bad.
Yeah.
Someone who likes plans, it's not all bad. You can have both.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not so, like, crazy insane with things like that where it's, you know, I know I'm someone that likes a good schedule.
Yes.
Which just makes me feel secure.
Resources and your comfort zone. Your groundedness.
Let me tell you. Like, sometimes you gotta be a big old oak tree.
Yeah.
You know? Get stuff done.
Yeah.
That's good you're doing the list thing.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, we have to figure out our love life.
There's going to be a big old show about that. I don't know who we could get on.
I know.
We know
what else wrong with that.
Someone yelled at us for half hour.
I know.
I like almost yelled at you.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine at work, and we were discussing all about that today.
Yeah.
He's kind of in the same boat I am.
Yeah,
it's like, a million friends think we're awesome, but we just can't find a guy that does.
Yeah.
So, you know, we sit there and question it till we feel like we're crazy people. So that's something else, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that up for me as well.
Yeah, we have to put that on our list.
Yeah.
You know.
Put it out to the world.
Yeah.
I'm ready to maybe find somebody.
You're open to love's possibility.
Oh, God, thank you. Isn't that the sweetest thing?
One of our favorite movies.
I know.
Be wild, crazy girls.
We should do something cheesy. We should list, like, all our favorite stuff on the page and be like, you should be watching this.
Exactly.
And reading that. You know, we have to start with
selling
our celebrity.
Pop culture.
Yeah, we have to start using our celebrity to push the things we like everyone else does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Actually, someone at work, my boss, actually asked me to name female superheroes, or she just said it out to the whole department.
Uh-huh.
And I rattled off like 5 names to her, and she's like, I knew you'd know that. And I was like, of course, because that's stuff I know instead of long division.
Yeah, who needs long division? Or Ellen said it the other day. Shout out to Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yes,
she said
Ellen.
It the other day when Justin Bieber graduated high school. High school kids.
Huh.
She's like, I've never used X equals Y, C squared or whatever. Never in my life. She's like, never in my life. Have it ever come up in conversation?
And look, I bake, which I know is chemistry. And even though I was awful at math, I make one hell of a cupcake.
Yeah.
And you could attest to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I know the math I need to know, which is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm not drafting things or, like, you know, building, whatever, accounting, whatever you use it for.
Accounting.
Oh, math. I know my poor mother's, like nodding her head because she spent many hours with me and toiling over that stuff.
Yeah.
But again, and they have always told me, and I agree, is to focus on those positive, good things that you know that you can do. And I know that you and I have a lot of talents in there. It may not be math, who cares?
Yeah.
If we were good at math, we probably wouldn't be doing this show right now.
Exactly. You know? The accountants.
Yeah.
Or foremen. Or people.
Whoever's
oncologists.
It's Is that really?
I think that's a thing.
Oh my gosh. And we are going to have
a friend calling in.
Yes, we have a very good friend calling in. And she's going to share with us. What are you nuts? All right. Remember how we said that everyone said we laughed too much in the first episode? Well, here we are.
Well, here we are.
Heather, are you there? Oh, no. Hello? Oh.
Oh.
Okay, she's not there yet.
Oops.
Okay.
No, math. It's going to be math in minutes.
It's going to be a photo finish.
I know.
Oh, my God. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm glad they're taking time off.
Yeah,
like,
they're not.
You know what we are? And we knew that that would make a great show for everyone.
Yeah.
Because in the world of, I don't know, self
realization,
yes,
actualization,
that's both those, all those things. You have to be a
what is the real
new? The man who's ever been in my kitchen.
Anyway, go on. Self-actualization.
Yes.
Self-needing. What are we talking about?
You have to be a little crazy.
Yeah.
If you want to really, like, honestly, if you want to really sit down and, like, delve into this stuff, and I have to tell you, when I first started getting more into it, I thought some of it was just nuts and, like, I was like, really, really?
Yeah.
This is crazy. And it didn't, you know, and I was definitely, like, kind of negative about it and wasn't sure. But then as I started to listen more and put some of those things into practice, maybe some of those things that some of the friends have said they had tried and said worked, And we'll do another show where you are going to call in and tell us, people. You are going to share. And then when I saw it working and I saw myself, like, feeling better and seeing the world differently, I was like, oh, imagine that.
Yeah, you know. The change in perspective is good. I honestly think part of my haze was losing my – sometimes I need that thing where I'm so determined, like I'll only use, like, you know, I was talking about how the Truth of Attraction book changed it a little and made it more pragmatic, too, but sometimes I don't need that pragmatism because then I derail. When you're still in that mindset where sometimes you can derail so easily, sometimes you need that thing where you don't say, I need this, or you have to say I want or I desire. Remember in class they were making such a big deal about that?
That's right.
And I used to always be like positive, blah, 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 always look at the rosy ending. When I don't look at the rosy ending is when I really get into my deep funks and dark places. And sometimes I need that, you know, rosy, always rosy, speak of Tori, always rosy outlook. Which could be the name of a show next season.
That's all the name of one of my grandmothers, and I love her very
much. My mom's name is Rose.
Oh, good roses in her life.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
A rose.
I'm
rose.
With that. Holy crap.
Does Heather want to say hi real quick?
Heather, do you want to come real quick? And yes.
Yes, I do. I love you both. Can you hear me?
Yes,
are you there, guys? Can you hear me? Hey, I love you both so much, and I agree with you that our authentic Dealey Hickey here is such a family, and you are my favorite brother and sister ever. I just love you guys. Love your show.
Love you.
Love you. Individually and collectively love you.
Is there anything you want to jump in and share, right? If you want to share, like, your focus or something you're working on right now?
Yeah, we have a lot of things brewing with Authentic You Media, and I'm working on a neurodiversity 101 class for people that are brand new to the area of special education or have kids that are different thinkers and don't understand them, all that kind of good stuff.
Great.
That's awesome.
Your show is on Mondays at 8 Eastern.
Yes, little plug.
And I will be there as soon as I get my internet back too. And I'm not playing volleyball anymore on Monday nights, so I'll be there for the summer with you.
So we get to check you out.
Yes, and we're about to leave.
Yeah,
the unicorn. Set the music.
Okay.
Love you, Heather.
Love you, Heather. Thank you.
Bye. Unicorn time.
All right,
we're going.
Here it is, guys. Until we come back, the magical unicorn.
Go ahead. Follow that rainbow to your dreams.
Follow the rainbow to your dreams, kid.
We love you guys, and we'll see you in a few weeks.